In short, let me say it is about economic instability, political instability that we have been witnessing since independence that has actually been the cause, the chief cause of violence in Zimbabwe. You would see that the violence would actually come at a time when we are going towards elections, during elections, and very soon after elections. That's where we find acts of violence. And you also find acts of violence when the economy is bad. You see, our economy is now deteriorating and people are fighting for survival. People are trying to secure their future, secure their wealth, and secure their well-being.
In its statement, the U.S. Embassy is urging that those who are causing such violence should be brought to book or brought to justice. Can we see that happening?
The major challenge that we have in the Zimbabwean justice system is the selective application of the law. We have been witnessing only the wrath of the law going to those that are supporting the opposition movements or that are believed to be working with the opposition. So there is selective application of the law, of which the end result is that those ZANU-PF activists, those ZANU-PF violence perpetrators would not be brought to book, but will actually get the support maybe of the police or the state apparatus.